Hello. This is Jiang'an 9. Unit 1. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to a telephone conversation between two friends about their trip to a craft village. Fill each of the gaps in the notes with no more than two words or a number. You will listen twice. Now, listen and fill the gaps.
What are you going to do this weekend? Do you like to go to Chuang Village with us?
Chuang Village? What is it?
It's a craft village famous for making conical hats.
Sound interesting. Where is it?
It's in Phuong Chuang Commune, Feng Kwai District.
How far is it from the center of Hanoi?
About 30 kilometers. It's next to the Day River.
It's not very far. What can we do there?
Nok's grandparents live there. They are great artisans. They can teach us how to make conical hats. Nok can also show us around the village.
So, when and where will we meet?
I'll see you at the school gate at 7 a.m. this Sunday. Then Nok's father will drive us to the village in his car.
Should I bring anything?
Some drinks and fruits will be nice.
Okay, see you then. Thanks for inviting me.
Now listen again.
What are you going to do this weekend? Do you like to go to Chuang Village with us?
Chuang Village? What is it?
It's a craft village famous for making conical hats.
Sound interesting. Where is it?
It's in Phuong Chuang Commune, Feng Kwai District.
How far is it from the center of Hanoi?
About 30 kilometers. It's next to the Day River.
It's not very far. What can we do there?
Nok's grandparents live there. They are great artisans. They can teach us how to make conical hats. Nok can also show us around the village.
So, when and where will we meet?
I'll see you at the school gate at 7 a.m. this Sunday. Then Nok's father will drive us to the village in his car.
Should I bring anything?
Some drinks and fruits will be nice.
Okay, see you then. Thanks for inviting me.
Task 2. Listen to a conversation between two friends about a neighborhood. Fill each of the gaps with one word. You will listen twice. Now, listen and fill the gaps.
Where do you live now?
Jollyland. It's a historic neighborhood in the city center.
Is it? How are the streets?
The streets are picturesque, full of fascinating old shops in gorgeous buildings.
Really? Are there many cars?
No, because there's so much to do within walking distance. People don't need cars very often.
Great. What can people do there?
They go to the bars, restaurants or gyms. I especially like the food in Daisy Restaurant.
Are there any places for families?
Sure. My family usually goes to parks such as Greenfields. They organize lots of activities for children. Sometimes we go to the public library to borrow books. There are also good schools nearby.
It seems to be a perfect place. How are the people?
It is said that city people are cold and unfriendly. But in Jollyland, there is a sense of community. People including original residents and new arrivals love living here. They say it's almost like living in a village.
Now listen again.
Where do you live now?
Jollyland. It's a historic neighborhood in the city center.
Is it? How are the streets?
The streets are picturesque, full of fascinating old shops in gorgeous buildings.
Really? Are there many cars?
No, because there's so much to do within walking distance. People don't need cars very often.
Great. What can people do there?
They go to the bars, restaurants or gyms. I especially like the food in Daisy Restaurant.
Are there any places for families?
Sure. My family usually goes to parks such as Greenfields. They organize lots of activities for children. Sometimes we go to the public library to borrow books. There are also good schools nearby.
It seems to be a perfect place. How are the people?
It is said that city people are cold and unfriendly. But in Jollyland, there is a sense of community. People including original residents and new arrivals love living here. They say it's almost like living in a village.